Chapter 62.
Don't like this,
Falson mutters, turning up his collar to the sticky damp as we make our way down slick cobblestones in the dark. He keeps his switchblade palmed like a talisman. A fetid smell blows off the river. You're sure this place is called the Quay? I ask. The houses, if they could be called such, are narrow and as crooked as a poor woman's teeth.
That's what we always called it, for the wharves and the docks. Spelled Quay, but sounds like key. Down in the Quay, we say. Yes, thank you for the lesson, Falson,
Kartik mutters.
What's that mean?
Falson grumbles. I interrupt. Gentlemen, let's keep our heads about us. There will be time enough to play cock of the walk later, I hope. We travel the dark streets as they twist and turn. As Falson has warned, there are rough sorts moving in the shadows, and I don't want to look too closely.
Customs House ain't too far,
Falson says. Bridget said that when Wilhelmina came to London, she was lost near the Customs House for a week. What if this was a place that was familiar to her, where she felt safe, oddly enough? We turn another corner and another until we come to a few dilapidated buildings that look out onto the old wharves. I hear the ships calling to each other. There's a fine view of the boats. It's here, I say. I recognise this from my visions. Come on, Wilhelmina, I whisper. Don't fail me now. And suddenly I see her before me in her lavender dress. Do you see her? I ask quietly.
See who?
Falson asks, his knife in front of him.
I don't, Kartik says. But you do. We'll follow you.
Wilhelmina passes through the wall of a miserable tenement suitable only for tearing down. In here, I say. Falson draws back.
You barking?
I may be mad indeed, Mr. Falson, I answer, but I won't know until I go inside. You may follow me or not. Kartik kicks the rotting door, and I step first into the decaying, abandoned building. It's dark and smells of mould and salt water. Rats scratch in the corners. The sound of their busy claws puts a shiver up my spine. Kartik is at my side, his knife at the ready.
Bloody hell,
Falson mutters under his breath, but I feel his fear. We climb a rotting staircase. A man, more dead than alive, lies unconscious at the top of it. He smells of spirits. The walls peel from the moisture and decay. Kartik takes careful steps down the dark corridor, with me just behind. We pass an open door, and I see several people lying about. One woman's head rises for a moment before her chin comes to rest on her chest again. The stench of urine and waste wafts out of the room like an overpowering perfume. It assaults my nose and has me choking till I am forced to breathe through my mouth. It is all I can do not to run screaming from this place.